Hey guys, the thing that I'm going to be thinking about today is the end of chapter 2. It says that the Israelites groaned out, they cried out for help, that God heard their groaning, remembered his covenant with them, and he looked upon them and was concerned about them. The end of chapter 2 reveals to us who is truly in control and in charge, and who is ultimately going to rescue the Israelites. God. Not one person, not Moses. But God. We see what happens when Moses tries to take matters into his own hands and defends an Israelite by killing someone and then having to flee the country as a fugitive. It didn't work out so well for him when he tried to act out of his own strength and on his own will. And oftentimes that's what you and I try to do as well. We want to be the one to fix the problems, to solve the hard things our friends are going through, to be the one to handle a situation all on our own. But man, that is just so prideful because we are not the ones who are capable of actually fixing or saving anyone. That is God's job. And so today I'm just going to be thinking about what does it look like to surrender to God and allow him to work through me rather than me trying to do anything on my own.